It has been a cold and brisk winter afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. High temperatures were in the 20s in most areas, some spots held in the teens, and the gusty breeze did make it feel colder. Some high clouds have been moving in this afternoon, and that's the first sign of our next round of wintry weather. For now, though, high pressure is still in control. That area of high pressure will move from the Great Lakes into the northeast this evening. So as the high comes overhead, the wind will turn light. It'll be mainly clear during the first part of the night, and with the air being very dry, temperatures will quickly drop this evening. I expect lows in the single digits in many areas, and there are going to be a few below zero readings. The clouds will tend to thicken up during the second part of the night. And then tomorrow we'll have that high pressure area over New England, and at the same time, a storm will come out of the Gulf of Mexico, and a second storm will develop along the East Coast. That second storm will track south of Long Island late tomorrow into tomorrow night and Friday, and that's going to bring us our next round of snow. The snow will gradually spread from south to north into our area tomorrow. The bubble of high pressure to the north will feed cold and dry air into the storm, and that will tend to eat away at the northern edge, so it's going to be a rather slow progression, especially into the capital region and points north during the day tomorrow. So for areas south of Albany, look for snow to break out during the day. In Albany, the snow will likely arrive mid to late afternoon, and then areas north of Albany will see the snow move in tomorrow night. All of the area will have periods of light snow tomorrow night, and as the upper level energy works through on Friday, there will still be periods of light snow through the day. This is not looking to be a big storm for us. Most areas will end up between about 2 and 6 inches of new snow accumulation by late Friday. Areas south of Albany could see a little more than that, so if anybody gets half a foot or more, it'll be areas to the south of the capital region, likely somewhere near the I-84 corridor. And then high pressure will build in for dry and cold weather this weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds and cold, a low of 5 below zero to 8 above zero. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, cold, a low of 5 below zero to 8 above zero. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow developing, and highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, increasing clouds, cold, a low of 8 to 16, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow developing and highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds and cold, a low of 0 to 10, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow developing during the afternoon with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with periods of light snow, highs in the upper 20s to low 30s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and cold with highs only in the mid to upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.